The following segment is brought to you by Dr. Martin Bastuba, the official board-certified urologist and male fertility doctor of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I got to tell you something. I love my interviews with board-certified urologist Dr. Martin Bastuba, because Dr. Bastuba gives you and I hope that anything is possible. I know the topics we discuss are very personal and highly sensitive, which is why my first question for you has to do with psychological impotence. What is it?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to talk what is impotence. Actually, maybe a better term is sexual dysfunction. I think it's a little bit easier for people to accept. And what that is defined as is an erection that is able to be obtained and maintained for both the patient and their sexual partner an appropriate period of time. And of course, that can vary for different couples depending on what the particular needs are. And then once we have sexual dysfunction, there are different types of it. About 85% of it is organic or mainly blood flow, but about 15% is primarily what we might refer to as psychological sexual dysfunction. And that means that's the primary cause of it, be it stress or depression or relationship issues. And so if you have erection issues, you're going to have a psychological response. Everybody does. That's just being a human being. But the distinction there is the primary cause.
You know, Dr. Bastuba, I love how you make things sound a lot better. I prefer, as you say, psychological sexual dysfunction. And like you said, a lot of it could be physical, right? Like blood flow. So can you please talk about how common this really is, and what you're seeing with your practice?
Sure. Well, sexual dysfunction follows age, and so about it's much more common than people might typically know. About 40% of men in their 40s have sexual dysfunction, 50% in their 50s, 60% in their 60s, and 70% in their 70s. You get the idea. It increases with age, and it's very common in the general population. But the good news is that we have a treatment for just about anyone who is interested in having treatment. And in terms of the psychological aspect of things, I always recommend that some evaluation and counseling from the psychological standpoint is useful. And typically I recommend that be done on a couple's basis. If you're having these type of issues with sexual dysfunction, please give us a call. Our number is 619-286-3520, and our website is www.malefertility.md. That's not .com, .md, and we'd be delighted to help people. It's a really important issue, and it's one reason why I get so much satisfaction out of helping couples with it. A, you're not treating one person, you're treating two people, and B, it's shown itself to be one of the most important quality of life issues between sexual function and fertility issues. These are two of the biggest issues that human beings deal with.
And Dr. Bastuba, if these are two of the most important issues that you and I will have to deal with, can you please explain why couples don't talk about it, right? Why the woman may feel like her husband is having an affair, or the woman may feel like the husband doesn't want her, when in fact, it's not that at all. Why is there a breakdown regarding communication?
There's good and bad there. You know, us men, we're pretty simple creatures. A guy doesn't take much to make him happy, typically. Women are much more complex creatures. You know, they have higher level functioning, and so that's a bigger challenge for female sexual dysfunction. But for men, you know, if they have an erection, again, a lot of this baggage that I'm talking about goes away. Once they're functioning, now they're more interested again, and things usually resolve largely on their own. But the help comes from having, you know, a lot of guys, they think, well, maybe it is in my head. I, you know, they don't know that 85% of the time it's a blood flow issue. And so the guy may be blaming himself. Typically they do, and they're, you know, not the man they used to be. When it's purely a physical thing, the root of it, and the treatment itself, whether it's a pill such as Viagra or Cialis or any of the oral type of agents, certainly is a huge step forward. From the psychological standpoint, a lot of times if somebody has primary psychological issues such as performance anxiety, for, you know, maybe they don't function one time, they're with a new sex partner, and oh my God, they get so worried about it. Well, anxiety itself causes us to release substances that fight erections. And so it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that when you have anxiety, you're going to have more difficulty, which of course causes more anxiety, and it just sort of snowballs. When we give someone an oral agent, which works the great majority of the time, such as a Viagra or a Cialis, they function and they can just start calming down. And then a lot of times that's just a short-term crutch that is necessary. Sometimes we have to do things a little bit stronger, and we have other options for that to help the guy just get functioning again. And as I say, a lot of times for a guy, that's enough. They calm down. So we are the Male Fertility and Sexual Medicine Specialists. Our number is 619-286-3520. And our website is www.malefertility.md.
Now, for those of you just joining us, I have the most amazing board-certified sexual dysfunction doctor. This is Dr. Martin Bastuba, and he wants to help you and your family so you can live a healthier and happier life. Dr. Bastuba, I want to ask a very sensitive question about pornography, because I've actually been told, Dr. Bastuba, that if a man has a pornography addiction or dependency, it can actually affect a sexual dysfunction. Is that true?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. It's pretty darn common, especially in our younger people, people in their 20s and their 30s. There's a lot of use of pornography these days. And what happens is people get a completely unrealistic idea of what, quote, normal behavior is. And couples just get very skewed ideas of what is normal. So they get into these patterns, and then when they can't do things that the body wasn't meant to do, they really think that they're substandard when they're actually performing in a fairly normal fashion. And so a lot of that, again, is just letting people know what reality is and that they've got unrealistic expectations. Once we set expectations correctly, typically these things work themselves out. Although I will say for some people, that addiction to the pornographic type of material is difficult for them to break away from. You know, to me, there's a huge difference, and I've learned this myself as I've grown older, there's a huge difference between sexual performance and real intimacy. And in our relationships now, in our society now, there is a lot of lack of intimacy and so much a preponderance of focus on sexual function and size and some things that in the end are not that important.
And for those of you listening, I want to encourage you to contact Dr. Bastuba. Would you mind, Dr. Bastuba, one more time giving your phone number, your website information, because what you do for your patients is unbelievable and very hopeful.
Yep. So we are the Male Fertility and Sexual Medicine Specialists. Our number is 619-286-3520. And our website, www.malefertility.md.
All right, Dr. Bastuba, thank you so much for another amazing interview. My producer, Mike, and I, we just love you. All right, everybody, we have an amazing show for you today because we're bringing on Dr. David Sadat. And we're going to talk about you, your face, how you look, and if you love your skin. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.